You went to Caldy, and I suppose having lost here to Loughborough, maybe a little bit of the wind was taken out of the sail, should we say, but you're on the wrong end of one on Saturday, to be honest.
We were in the end, yeah. For half an hour, we played the better rugby. We attacked well, as we have been all year, and Will Richards made good gain line breaks at 13, but we didn't convert. Fortunately, we were kicking points. I think we were 9-3 up with about half an hour gone. And then a rush of blood from Jimmy Norris, who looked to take a quick dropout, you know, in typical Jimmy style, threw the ball behind him to dummy the defence. And somehow the referee found it within him to call a knock-on, when in fact it was a dead ball, something that the referee couldn't explain even after the game, other than he kept saying it was an infringement or even time-wasting, neither of which stack up. Anyway, Caldy scored from the resultant scrum, and then while we were still sort of dumbstruck, they scored another two copybook tries in the same corner. And at half-time, we were three tries down, and at this time of year, you just haven't quite got that fight to dig one out, and that's what happened.
Must be massively frustrating for you, standing on the sideline when that sort of thing going on, really.
It was, yeah. But I mean, having that license to be on the sideline, I actually walked behind the post, questioned the linesmen, or the ARs, as we now call them, who were both in agreement with myself. So they were head scratching as well. And even after the game, when the referee still can't admit that he may have made a mistake, I think that's the frustrating bit.
Overall, Caldy, was it a disappointment, or was it a sort of, as I say, a little bit after the Lord Mayor's show, after the Loughborough game?
Yeah, no, I think it was that. I think once they got ahead with those three tries, like I say, the fight wasn't there, and there's just, you know, a bit of apathy maybe at this time of year, where people are just tired and don't dig in to dig that result out.
It all winds up then this Saturday with a home game against Kendal, and with all due respect to Kendal, one you should be winning here, really.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, they might want to finish with a boom, but Kendal obviously already relegated. And I just want that 5 points. You know, with battles within battles, we can still finish well ahead of Bromsgrove, providing we get the five. And I think locally, that's the next target. You know, finish as high as we can and hopefully nudge ahead of where Bromsgrove finish.
You knew it was going to be tough at Caldy. I suppose the flip side of that is there's no complacency, why don't you say the word, going into a game against a team that's already been relegated.
No, and we've still got a proud home record. Obviously, we took another little dent losing in the last minute to Loughborough, but I think our home record and our home form has been that much better this year. We'd want to continue with that. Second to that, well, we might throw a couple more youngsters into the mix this weekend, and it's their chance to grab a shirt for next season, because you're only as good as your last game. So, hopefully we'll come out here and entertain the crowd and say thank you to everybody involved.
Yeah, you almost preempted my next question, given now that there's nothing on the game really for either side, if we're being honest. It might be just a chance of blood one or two.
Yeah, I think so. It's a celebration, isn't it, the end, last game of the season. It's a chance to run, chance to just, free the shackles and go for it. And that's often the best way to, and at the end of the game, turn around and applaud all the fans that have been here throughout.
But overall, finally, progress has been made this season.
Oh, definitely. I think we finished ninth in the end last year, with a real drop-off from February onwards. You know, we've had